We often talk about employment and in particular the poor figures which show the amount of people who are blind or partially sighted who are not in work. There's a lot of work goes on though to help people into employment, to spread the word amongst potential employers about the benefits of employing someone who has a visual impairment, and that support can include things like access to work. There are huge advances now in technology, assistive and accessible technology to help people in work. But what if you're in your job and you begin to lose your sight? What can be the reaction from employers? What do you think yourself? What can be done to keep you in work? Well, this is something which happened to Mark Skelton, and he joins us now. Tell me a little bit about yourself and about your background.
I'm diabetic and I lost most of my sight due to the condition. I actually got registered blind when I was 37. I'm now 42. I actually got married in October of 2012, and by April 2013, I'd lost 80% of my sight.
Was this something that you were aware could happen to your vision?
You always hear, obviously, that a diabetic's losing the sight, but I was quite fit and healthy. Same as I said, I just got married, I just bought a new house. Everything was rosy, really, but I started off with a few little sight problems, and I ended up with an eye condition called diabetic retinopathy. Several operations later, I have now only got 20% sight left, but that's just in one eye. My right eye, I'm totally blind, and in my left eye, I've got 20%.
Did you go to your optician or your doctor when you started to notice some of these changes?
Yeah, I did, and there's a really good eye clinic in Sheffield near to where I live, and they tried to stem the sight loss, but unfortunately the operations didn't go as well as what they wanted to. It was getting to the point where I could actually tell I was losing more sight on a weekly basis. Little things like having to turn the font up on my phone to quite a high number, same with my computer, noticing that I was struggling to read my watch face, any letters I were getting through, or any paperwork that I had to do at work, I was just really, really struggling with, and it seemed to get worse every week.
You're noticing the physical differences then that it's making to your day-to-day life. There must have been an emotional impact there as well.
To be fair, I'm a great believer in if something happens, there is ways around things and stuff like that. Although, because of the rate it were deteriorating, I were obviously really worried, but with all the medical advice and things like that we're getting, I knew that that my sight loss was going to be permanent. So I was trying my best to put things into place, obviously, to help me readjust.
Was that the same for sort of friends and family as well? Did you have to explain to them? How did they take it?
They were shocked, really, because I was very good at hiding it. I sort of kept it to myself, but obviously my wife noticed that my sight was getting worse, and having to help me with like little simple tasks that a fully sighted person just wouldn't need any help with. My family as well, if ever I went anywhere or anything like that, they noticed. Even little things like walking funny. If we were going to a restaurant, I couldn't have a look at the menu or having to get somebody to tell me what food was on offer, etc., things like that. So they all knew, but we never really sat down and had a big discussion about it. Even now, everyone's just sort of accepted it, and we've just tried to do the best that we can.
It almost sounds like you had accepted it yourself, but you're still holding it back from others.
I was definitely holding it back from work, because the job I had, I was working in store. The company I work for is called Talk Direct. We've got 16 O2 stores in the north of England, and I was assistant manager at the store in Rotherham, and I really, really couldn't do my job, and I was getting worse at it on a week-to-week basis. At the time, I was quite upset about approaching my employer, because you just hear so many bad stories about people who've lost their sight getting made redundant. And same as I said, I'd only got married 6 months before, and I'd just bought a new house. So the worst part of losing my sight was wondering whether I could carry on working or not.
You think about the job, it's, as you say, it's your livelihood, it's your life, it's your mortgage, it's everything you do on a day-to-day basis. Was there a point where you could no longer hide that and you perhaps were forced to speak to your manager?
I knew it couldn't continue, because although I was worried about getting let go, so to speak, for losing my sight, my performance at work probably might have seen me go down that road anyway, because I just couldn't do the tasks that I had to do on a daily basis. So I gave our HR manager, Idris Patel, a called, and I arranged a meeting with him and told him everything that had happened, everything that we were going through, and he was really shocked, to be honest. And he approached our chairman, who was Zach Patel, and he basically told him everything that had happened to me and what we're currently going through.
That must have been a real difficult decision to make that initial phone call and have that meeting.
It is definitely one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, because I wasn't really worried just for myself. It's obviously for my wife.
A positive reaction from the HR manager, the director and so on, that must have been a surprise as well.
It were absolutely amazing. If I'd have planned it any better, I don't think it could have happened. They were just absolutely excellent with me from day one. I mean, the managing director, Linda Jones, I worked with Linda on a day-to-day basis for quite a long time when I first lost my sight, and she really, really was a big help. They all were, to be fair. They couldn't have done any more for me.
So what did they say to you? What did they do to help?
Well, basically, Zach Patel, he come up with the idea that there's not only me who's lost my sight, and with having no tool shops, we deal with a lot of technology, and the technology that's available now, even on the high street, especially in our O2 stores, could really help someone who were visually impaired. So he gave me the go-ahead to set a project up where we could open our doors, especially train our staff in terms of accessibility, things like that, and it's just snowballed on from there, really.
So they saw the potential from the darkness, if you like, that you were telling them about to assist you and to help others as well. So really making you feel wanted and productive too.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I never even thought of doing anything like that, but Zach came up with the idea and let me and the rest of his team run with it, and it's just gone from strength to strength. So I really, really, really couldn't thank him enough.
If someone came into one of the Talk Direct stores and had a visual impairment, what reception would they get?
In all of our stores, we have an O2 guru, who basically they're the tech specialist in every store that we've got. So we've had these guys go on sight loss courses through guide dogs. So if anybody with a visual impairment comes into store, they've all had specialist training on how to safely guide people around stores. They know how to speak to someone who's visually impaired. But to be fair, anyone who comes into our stores, if they're visually impaired or already so blind, all get treated the same, because at the end of the day, people are still people, and we just offer them all the help that we can.
A lot of the stuff that's not specialist, some of this, in fact, a lot of this technology is off the shelf. You know, anyone can have this. People probably walk around with smartphones, with tablets, and don't even know there's speech software and magnification software there.
Definitely not. I mean, the most basic of smartphone now has got some sort of accessibility use on there, but there's a lot of people walking around with iPhones and a lot of smartphones. They just don't know about the accessibility functions that are on there, which basically could help someone who's blind use a phone as well as what they can.
So in layman's terms then, if you're there with your smart device, it talks to you, tells you what's on the screen. What kind of things can you do with it?
iPhones, they've got Siri on, so you can ask Siri to send you an email, send you a text, make a phone call, send a WhatsApp message. The thing I like about the technology side of it, I can speak to yourself through the technology that I use in terms of Twitter, Facebook, email, etc. And you wouldn't know at your end when I'd sent you something that I was visually impaired, but because of the technology that's available, it makes it really, really easy for me to do that.
And with accessible apps as well, I suppose that there's banking, you can shop online, but I suppose most important for you is it's kept you employed with the same employer, but doing, you know, a really great job.
If it wasn't for the technology that I've got, even though Talk Direct gave me the chance to carry on working after I'd lost my sight, I probably wouldn't be able to manage to keep a job, because technology has just made it so much easier for me to keep in contact with people, which is basically a big part of my job.
And what about learning the IT, you know, how to use the smart devices and all the assistive parts there? Was that completely new to you?
It was. I got given an iPad. I went to Apple. I had some lessons in the Apple shop. And from then on, really, really self-taught, to be honest. And I've been able to pass that knowledge on to the rest of the staff in our stores. If you walked in any of our stores, all of the gurus that we've got are really good in terms of teaching people accessibility and educating people about apps, etc. but even the staff in our stores could help someone turn Zoom on the phone and use VoiceOver, which obviously are the more basic functions of accessibility.
There are probably people listening, Mark, who perhaps have sight loss or they're losing their sight. And like you say, some of these people may be in jobs at the moment going through exactly what you went through. What would you say to them?
I definitely speak to your management team and tell them what the problems are, because the hardest part for me for losing my sight is the frustration side of things. It's very easy to get frustrated when you can't do something that you could easily do before. So you need to take advantage of any help available, and there is quite a lot out there.
And on the employer's side then, Mark, you were obviously very lucky that your employers understood the problems you were going through and they looked for a solution. But there are employers out there who may not know about things like access to work that can help pay for technology or support or travel. They may not even know that there are things like accessible technology that could keep someone in a job or indeed allow someone with a visual impairment to apply for a job. What would you say to them?
Visually impaired people, who I certainly know, like to stay in a job if their employer's being good to them. And one of the most expensive things in employment is staff retention. So something as simple like an iPad or a different computer with some software on it could keep that person employed. It's quite easy just to let people who are visually impaired go, but obviously there is so much help available out there. I would also recommend that any employer would have a look at our website. When I lost my eyesight, we set up a project called Project Eye Care, which basically is to help people with technology. We do quite a lot of work in the community, and our gurus have actually made some videos on how people can use accessibility. If you go to talk-direct.com, if you click on the Project Eye Care tab, there's loads of videos which our gurus have done. It'll show people how to use a smartphone from basic to expert level. But also on there, they recommend quite a lot of apps, which a lot of people tell me they've found really, really useful.
Thank you for telling us your story here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you.